Hey, what's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here. It is fucking Monday. And I just want to tell you, because officially you guys know this is my Sunday. And my Sundays are usually not as productive, especially around the house, as like my Mondays. My Mondays, like my whole routine and all the things. But I want you guys to know that I fucking slayed the day today. Like crazy, did a bunch of shit I didn't think I could do, still managed to go shopping before my husband had to go to bed. And I may or may not be finishing the rest of the Christmas decorations today. So I hear the bells. The sleigh bells are ringing. I'm very excited. What is it about Christmas decorations? Like, it is just our house went from, like cozy to just like epic cozy. Just fucking floored it. Went full throttle. It's fucking beautiful. So I hope you had an amazing weekend. I hope all the things worked out great for you. I may just be in a really great mood because like my college girls are here. They are here. I'm very happy. It is temporary though, because I do have my oldest actually is going to nationals with her cross country team. She was chosen as the eight runner, backup runner for nationals, and that's a pretty fucking big deal. So that little shit heads to Florida on Tuesday. I'm so excited, so proud of her. So a great experience for a college freshman, I think so. And I promise she didn't think that it was possible. And then she was shown a different path. So it's pretty cool when we lean into the universe that sometimes it shows us those things that we didn't think were possible can actually happen. So this is just a taste of what her year could be like next year. So I'm excited. It is Microdose Monday. So let's talk about mushrooms. I'm super excited because we, girl, when I tell you we're starting this shit, we are starting this shit. We are heavy in it. But I do have this conversation with people that I meet a lot of the way, and I've got a lot of people thinking differently about what microdosing can do for them. So I'm very excited, but I want to talk about another product that came up in a conversation I had that I kind of forgot about. I took this product, oh gosh, probably 7, 8 years ago after I had Zayden. I took this product because I felt a little overwhelmed, a little stressed. And it's another one of those products that are just going to kind of bring you down to focus. And it's called Kava Kava. It's an incredible product. I want you guys to look it up, kind of do your own research, but I'm just planting the seed of another product that is available to you. As far as this microdosing goes, I'll just give you guys the spiel. If you're new here, make sure you're subscribed. Listen, bitch, I do not throw in commercials here. I don't have this monetized. So it's a free podcast, but I am asking you to pay a little price. And that means like leave the review, love it or hate it. I want to know. I definitely want to know. I'm open to criticism, which is pretty cool because we're going to talk a little bit about that today, too. It was another conversation that got sparked in a chat I had with a group of women on Saturday. Little group Zoom chat, Zoom class, we're doing the things. So yeah, I want to talk about criticism. I think it's a big thing, but you guys know that this is like manic fucking Monday, so we're just gonna go all over the place, because I don't have any rules to follow, right? Am I right? Are we free here, bitch? We could be free. We're gonna make the choices, choose what the fuck we want to do. What do you want to do? So mushrooms, let's talk about that. I take psilocybin in very small doses. I do every other day, 3 days a week. And I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. A lot of the benefits I get, I know mushrooms are hard to find. So I'm going to include my Mii product in this conversation. Mii product is another nootropic product that was actually created by some Canadian doctors that the company I'm with, they actually partnered with them. And Canada Health does a lot of medical claims with this product. It has helped people with PTSD. It has helped people with depression. It has helped people with OCD. It has helped people with anxiety. It has helped people with all the things. All the things. Definitely just a way to get your brain back on track. And these tools are just that, tools. I don't always have to microdose. There's a lot of periods I go through and I really I'm not. These are tools. It's just being in tune with your body, becoming more self-aware, taking responsibility for where you are, and learning to just listen to what you need at the current moment. The same thing with the me product. You know, I've had quite a few people that have been taking it for 6 weeks. They're feeling really great. My suggestion is like back off to every other day and see how you're feeling. See if you can adjust, because what happens is when we're doing something different, when we have a little crutch, when we have a tool to help us, we learn to make different choices in our life, different decisions, different habits. And then we kind of just like our body heals and repairs itself. That's why a lot of people do like a hero dose of psilocybin, because this is where they could just take that one day and kind of compact everything that's going on in their lives. And these are the people that are, you know, extreme OCD, extreme PTSD. They do this dose and they have a significant change, and they don't have to do this again for a year or two because they just have that new system uploaded. I don't know what you call it. It's nature. They have nature loving on them. So, yeah, I got to talk to this guy, who actually has a business in Arizona. And well, it's a friend of the guy. And he started a business just like I'm trying to do, where he puts the intention. He prays over the mushrooms. I want you guys to know, if you find these people, like if you can have access to these mushrooms, that would be the benefit over, because people ask me all the time, why would I do mushrooms over the me product, right? And here's the truth. The me product, I get a kickback for that. Every time you buy that from me, I get money off of that. But I'm going to tell you the truth. If you could find mushrooms, which I'm not going to get money for that right now, so I just want to be honest, I'll tell you the difference of those is that I don't know the intentions of the doctors. I know that they, you know, are they praying over the products? Are they, you know, stress? Like, what is their intention? There's so much when someone is creating a product for human consumption. That's the truth. And I feel like people that are dealing in mushrooms are going to take that care to like literally pray over your shit. That's the truth. And literal shit. I mean, it's growing in shit, right? So they're going to pray over the shit. They're praying over the shit. They're praying over the intention, and they're setting healing energy into this process. I don't know that that's happening with the me product. I know these people are incredible. I know that they do believe in God, but are they that highly intentional and aware of nature? That I can't assure you, but I can definitely, on my side of, you know, not being a doctor, not being someone that's held to a different standard on a medical board and all the things, I am all about those things. So I feel like if you can hook up with the mushrooms, that's going to be the different thing. And it doesn't mean shit, because here's the truth. If you come with the me products, and anybody that's taking them, I coach you through this, you can set your intention for the me product as well. 100%. So it doesn't matter if someone does or doesn't pray with intention over your shit. You get to set that. You get to set the intention. You get to pray over your own shit. And you should be. You should be. Every time you're drinking water, you literally should say, thank you, I love you. Thank you, I love you. And I hope you're drinking water, bitch. This is your daily reminder. I drink a gallon a day. You guys should see my fucking water bottle. It looks like, I forgot what Mrs. Lynette calls it. And that's what I'm going to start calling him. Benjamin. His name is Mrs. Lynette. Or no, Mr. Lynette. It would be Mr. Lynette, right? Mr. Lynette. I feel like he should have taken my name, you guys. That's where I'm at right now. And I told him I was going to start calling him Mr. Lynette, just to fuck around. So, Mr. Lynette. And now I just got off track. That was my squirrel brain. And you guys can hear the girls fighting in the next room, I'm sure. So that doesn't help. It doesn't fucking help. But oh my God, the microdosing, I just want to tell you guys, it has shifted everything. Like my anxious thoughts, my fixations. I guess the ADHD is definitely calmed down. I think I'm so high on the spectrum of just all the fuckery. My brain is just, I have a beautiful brain. I love it. I'm not talking shit about it. I think it is incredibly complicated and beautiful. I do. I honor it. I love it. I get it. I don't always understand it because it just doesn't seem to like want to stop or slow down 90% of the time. And I get that. I love it. But my intention with the mushrooms is that I can just rein in the focus and stay in tune to all the downloads that I get to receive. And I've received a lot. Bitch, let me tell you about this fucking dream I had. I feel like, I'm not going to tell you the actual dream, but I feel like it was a download for a fiction book. And if you have followed me for any point in time, you know that writing is my thing. I have some nonfiction books out right now. But before that, for 10 years before that, I wrote fiction. And I got denied, rejected, denied, rejected, denied, rejection. I know my mistakes in my ways now. I know exactly why it was happening. I get it. Because I thought that my first book was worth, you know, $1 million. And I refused to humble myself in any experience to just, you know, understand that I have to start at the beginning. I was young. I didn't get it. You know, now I've grown and I get it. I understand the writing and the author process. And that should be a podcast I do down the road here. I definitely want to talk about that with you guys. Just publishing. It's a fucking journey and it's tough. And it's not for a weak ass bitch. I will tell you that. And in that period in my life, I didn't get it. I just didn't get it. So, okay. Y'all, I'm going to pause this for un momento. Okay, and I'm back. And you guys don't even notice. It's like a blip. I should really be mindful and not fucking tell you I'm pausing it. But I'm sure you could hear the dog and the kids going fucking crazy. I've listened to them long enough so far that I'm like, it's probably time to rein it in. So I reined it in. I hope so. I hope I did. And, you know, microdosing has definitely helped me just be able to look at a mirror reflection of everything I need to face, whether it's like the emotions, the, you know, decisions I'm making in my life, all the things. My intention is to have these incredible downloads. That's my meditations have been fucking wild lately. And so I feel like I got a download for a fiction book, and I think it's going to be fun for me to go ahead and fuck with that again. Because it is a passion of mine to write fiction. Fiction is fucking dreamy. You could do anything. It's like life, but on paper. And I don't have to just live one life. Because the truth is, Brandon Lynette wasn't meant to just live one life, right? Like, I feel like there's 100 little Brandons running around in my head that all deserve their own opportunity to have a shot at creation. And every time I write a fiction book, one of those little bitches gets her shot. So, you know, it's a thing that, you know, Mr. Lynette and I talk about, like, I was going to write when I'm just old on the porch, when our kids are grown, we're retired, we're not really doing much, just like smoking weed on the porch. I think I might be able to do it by then. I don't know. But that was my whole plan. And I feel like these downloads I'm getting lately, I think I'm not meant to wait. I should just start fucking with it. So that'll be another fun thing I do in the free time that I have in this life, is just start fucking with the fiction, because this book is going to be awesome. But I'll tell you guys, my intention with meditation and microdosing for the past 2 weeks has been to bring myself back to lucid dreaming. I used to be able to do it as a kid. It was one of my superpowers and I'm obsessed with it, but I let the power die. Like, I stopped dreaming. Literally, you guys, I'm that person that would sleep all the time and never dream. And now I'm dreaming so vivid that it's crazy. I'm not at the point where I could lucid dream and just kind of change the channel. That's what I used to do. Just like blink my eyes if I didn't like the way the story was going, and then make it go exactly the way I wanted to. And I feel like I am going to level up in the power of manifesting and the law of attraction by lucid dreaming. So I just keep opening up and I'm getting closer and closer and closer, but these vivid dreams are fucking wild. And I appreciate the intention I put in my mushrooms because it's coming. Just all of that, like the sobriety, I've cut out the sugar, just doing a lot of things that I know intentionally my body's going to be, I'm at a fucking high ass frequency vibration right now. I'm there. So I'm going to get the downloads. I'm going to get the creativity, and let's talk about having fun. Okay. This is fun. This is definitely a great time for me. I'm excited. I'll share more about, you know, the lucid dreaming and all the things. If you guys aren't sure about that, we could talk about it later. But thank God for microdosing, okay? It just reins me in and just gives me that chance to have all the time to do the things. Like, I woke up today and I literally went down on the couch with my husband. Actually, I laid on the floor. He rubbed my feet while I rubbed his feet for a long time. We're just literally lazy Sunday. And I'm thinking, man, I'm like, what do you have to do today? Because I have a really big list. And I think I'm letting myself get to that point of just thinking about everything and then getting tired and then not doing shit. That's how I kind of felt. And then I'm like, fuck it. You know what? I just got my ass up and did the things. And I did a whole fuck ton of things that I didn't think I could do because I didn't think I had the time. My kids were going to go watch a movie at a certain time. So I knew I had to be home. I wanted to get the shopping done. Just, I had a lot of shit to do and I couldn't believe I fucking did it and left on time, got home on time. Mushrooms like slows down the clock for me. For real. Like literally time just acclimates to my needs. It's bizarre. I feel like it's a hack in the matrix. You guys can fuck with time when you're microdose the fuck up. It's the truth. I do want you to check out that Kava Kava. It is another one of those things. Like it would just calm me down. I was super anxious, just like agitated, fidgety, all the things. Kava Kava is another incredible tool. It's going to be at any health store. It's a normal thing. So you guys check it out. Another thing just to put on your radar for you to do your own damn research. But I want to talk about just other people being fucking critics. This came from a conversation I had Saturday, but it also was already sparked. Like the energy of attracting that conversation to me was a little bit sparked because someone on my Instagram, and it's someone I knew from childhood, not a big deal. One of my TikToks or whatever, the short reels, okay, that I did said something about, you know, you have to come to this level of higher consciousness. You have to wake the fuck up. Say what you mean. Start speaking your truth. Stop following fucking people and find your own truth. Do your own thing, right? Take responsibility for your life. The same shit I say all the time. And his comment was like, what are you even doing, bruh? Like, and I know how it came across. I know him and I know what he meant. Like, it's always just everywhere I've turned around and I thought I blocked him on everything, but like, he's just always there fucking negative. I really truly thought I had him blocked on every platform. I do now. It doesn't matter. But the truth is, whether you're trying to save the world or lose 20 pounds, write a fucking book or bitch, master a video game, there's going to be one person in your life trying to drag you. At least one person in your life trying to drag you across the coals for it. Listen, bitch, I'm going to tell you right now, there is no way to live a meaningful life of purpose and creation and help without critics, without your fucking haters, without the naysayers. They're part of the human experience. But I'm going to tell you, your job is not to allow them to stop you from living your life. And I have a few tips. You know I do. You know I came prepared with a few little key points to help you avoid allowing the critics in your life to influence you. And the worst part, bitch, is I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes this is your family. Sometimes it's your best friends. Sometimes it's fucking random internet strangers, mostly internet strangers for me, because I've learned not to go to friends and family with my shit. Okay. If they are not living their dream, if they're not doing something impactful or meaningful, of course they're going to think you're fucking crazy for doing so. That's the truth, because they're safe, right? If your family and your friends are safe in their comfort zone, they are not the people you're going to have the conversation about changing the world with. They're just not. And they're going to bring you down for it, because either you're going to, you know, remind them of how uncomfortable they are because they're not living their dream, or they're just going to be jealous that you're doing something when, you know, they're doing nothing. They're either going to know they can and be upset, or they're going to think they can't and be upset. So misery loves company. People are always going to want to drag you down. What I'm going to tell you right now is that you have to find your purpose. If you were doing something that was very important to you, you'd care far less about the criticism of other people. If you're doing something just because you think it's the right thing to do, or like, you know, because your upline is telling you to and telling you this is how you succeed and all the things, bitch, you're going to care what people are saying. If you're not passionate about what you're doing, you're definitely going to care because you've already got a seed of doubt. You're already thinking, man, this isn't, oof, I don't know. If you are not fully sold on your shit, nobody's going to buy it. That's the truth. If you are not sold, we are out here to sell solutions to all the problems in the world. And that's what you bring, and you become passionate about finding an answer. If they can easily throw you off your path, you might want to consider that it's time to find another path. Are you living with your purpose? Bitch, if you're not, your homework tonight is to determine what you want to do with your life. What do you want to do? Another tip is to understand why most people are being unsupportive. The people that criticize you are often just trying to be annoying. They enjoy getting under your skin and being noticed. Hence, that's my little commenter on Instagram, just trying to be noticed. But people are also hateful when you start doing well. No one likes to be left behind or to face the truth of their own mediocre existence. Few people are going to be supportive when you pursue big goals, and you have to get used to it. It's fucking lonely at the top. That's what they say. It is lonely at the top. I do the things, and sometimes I feel the most alone, even with a supportive partner, because there's no way he could understand what I do. There's no way he could do a day in my shoes and carry half of the weight I carry. And when he says something negative or crushing at any given time, it's sometimes devastating and just pushes me even farther into that hollow of like, bitch, you're alone. It is tough. And I don't sugarcoat shit for you guys. I don't try to make something sound sexy when it's not always sexy. And I'm going to tell you, I love my alone time. I super do. Absolutely. Anytime I can get it, it's few and far between. I have a 30-minute drive to work and I'm like, bitch, you better believe I enjoy that. I don't take it for granted. But being alone when you have this weight of your purpose and your dreams and your hopes and your goals and all the things, knowing that you can make a difference somewhere for someone and no one backs you, that's kind of empty. And a lot of people fall victim to like becoming part of these like teams and organizations because they feel like they're a part of something, but then they don't succeed because they're not truly passionate. They're just following people so they don't feel alone. I'm going to tell you, successful people, real people that make it to the top, they don't link arms with other people all the time. Yes, we learn to ask for help. Yes, we learn to ask for support. But when it really comes down to it, bitch, you are on your own. Friends and family are going to be the last people to support you. And if that story is not true for you, then fuck yeah, you're incredibly blessed. Incredibly blessed. You have to focus on your mission. Train yourself to be more focused and determined when criticism comes your way. That way, the more people that are going to start barking at you, the more you're going to accomplish. That's your fucking fuel. Most people are distracted by criticism. Bitch, we're not like most people. We are not like most people. Do you want me to say that again? We, you, you are not like most people. We use that shit for fire. Okay. That is our fuel to keep going. That's the shit that pushes us to just go that next mile. Because I'm telling you, you're fucking digging in that cave for some gold, bitch. That's what we're doing. We're digging. Whatever that gold is to you, it's there. And people that fall victim to criticism, that gold is so fucking close and they still walk away. Bitch, you have to keep fucking hitting that shit with your pick. That's it. We're just going to keep picking away at it until we hit the fucking gold. Because we, bitch, you are not like most people. And you've got to notice too that critics are a small part of the population. We notice negative feedback more than we notice positive. And that's been literally proven in science. We think there are more people working against our efforts than there really are. Most people, okay, are actually indifferent to you and your life. And the best way for me to say that again so that it really hits home is, bitch, no one gives a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about what you're doing. So out of 100 people, you've got 5 people that are going to really talk shit. You've got 5 people that may really cheer for you. And then you have 90 fucking people that don't give a fuck about you. Do you really care about other people? Do you care about what they're doing with their life? Do you nitpick? Do you do the things? I don't care about people. I don't care what Susie's doing on her weekend off. I don't give a fuck what George is doing to build his business. We just don't. We're focused on our shit. You put your head down and you fucking go. You just go. And you have to realize that you're going to be criticized no matter what you do. Whether you become a billionaire, a movie star, a teacher, a writer, a doctor, or you sit on the fucking couch all day, there will always be someone that's going to tell you you're doing the wrong thing. Sit on the couch, you're fucked. Go chase your dreams, you're fucked. Do you understand me? Everyone's talking. The people that are going to talk are going to talk, whether you're winning or not. Bitch, let them talk. Let them fucking talk. You're going to hear negative comments no matter what you do. Do what matters the most to you and do your best to ignore it. Whatever you have to do for your mental health. I told you, Mr. Lynette is getting a fucking YouTube channel set up. Well, I still have to teach him how to do some stuff, okay? Like, he doesn't know about hashtags and marketing and all the things. So we're working on it. But the truth is, he's going to run that because my mental health, I can't be a part of the comments. I just can't. And it's the same thing with TikTok. I post them there every day because that's where I upload my reels or take the whole clip, okay? So it shows like I'm active. And I get it. Everyone's like, if you don't interact with other people, you're never going to grow your account. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine because the truth is the people that need to see it are seeing it. That's that. I just trust that. I know that. I don't have to go and respond to every comment and look who's saying what and do the things. Like, I love the love and I appreciate you guys. And if you have been there, you're going to see. I just don't look at them. I do not look at them. I have every notification turned off on that fucking platform. I don't get the emails. I don't get the texts. I don't get the alerts. And when I go in to record, I don't even press that little like button thing. I don't do shit. So that's me protecting my mental health. I will not read the comments. And Facebook, I can't see the comments right now. I can't see any comments on any post I've made. I could see people comment, but then I can't read them. So I guess that's the universe saying, let's just protect you a little extra on this platform too. So that's it. Whatever you have to do for your mental health. I get it that people are going to talk and I'm going to keep going. That doesn't mean I have to turn around and read everything they're saying. Are we clear? Okay, we're clear. I'm listening in on the kids. It got a little too quiet and I was like, oh shit, I'm a little nervous. And the truth is, like, if you are going to respond to people, you've got to respond calmly. You have to avoid giving your fucking haters the pleasure of an emotional response. That's what people want to do, especially on the internet. They want to trigger you because people like that. They like getting other people's blood boiling, right? They like putting you in that fight or flight response. Respond with kindness and you're going to often find they soften their criticism or just go away. If you ignore them, they're going to become angry or bored. And I've noticed when someone is really triggered like fuck, if you ignore them, they just keep going off. They keep going off. They keep going off. They keep writing in the comments how terrible you are, all the things. And then sometimes I think it's really important that we take this criticism, right? We talked about that last week, bitch, being able to take criticism. So if there's really someone that is saying something, use it as motivation. While some people are going to be intimidated and deflated by the haters of the world, others are able to use the negative comments as a sort of motivation. Use the words as fuel for your success. And then you have to decipher, like, what if this critic really has something useful to say? Some of this shit can be helpful. And if you receive specific criticism, consider it might be true. Adapt your approach if necessary. And if it's not helpful, bitch, let it go. Let it go. You have more important things to do. And I'll tell you this, another thing that I think is important, if you are someone who is just addicted to reading the comments and doing the things, then fucking take haters' words as a compliment. Most people are going to leave you alone if you're struggling. You only become significant target of negative comments if you're doing well. If you're taking a lot of heat, you must be doing something right. And that's the truth. Like, that is the windfall that I have expected for a long time. I tell my husband that too, because I have quite a few reviews on Amazon for my books. And I'm always like, are there any negative comments yet? And there's not. Well, I think there was maybe one or something. I'm like, well, someday there's going to be a lot of haters. He's like, no way. Everybody's going to love you. But that's the truth. Not everybody loves you, bitch. And chill your ego the fuck out, right? Do you see how all these lessons of every fucking episode we do, they all intertwine and they all kind of like thread together for this whole complete fucking life plan? That's just it. So we keep threading all of this stuff and we make it fit our lives. People are going to talk shit if you are winning. If you look at a fucking celebrity that you love you love them, you love an artist, you love an author, go look, because I promise there's going to be a lot of people that hate them. We are not meant for everybody. You're meant for your audience. You're meant for your people. I am meant for you. You are my people. And someday someone's going to come across this and fucking hate it, and that's going to be okay. That just means more people are listening. Of course the haters are going to come. And until I have haters, I don't think I really have made it yet. So until I have those reviews on this podcast of like, oh my God, she needs to shut the fuck up. We don't give a fuck about this. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She says all the things so much. It's so annoying. Like, the haters have to come. And that's when I know I'll be like, bitch, we're doing it. We're fucking doing it. We're making it. And I say we because I'm not here without you. This is a team fucking effort. And you guys rock, truly. Like, sincerely, I'm a lot of intention I have before I'm coming on to this record this podcast is that I want you to feel like I am talking to you. Like, we're just sitting face to face. We're having a chat. And yeah, maybe I don't always let you get a word in, but that's kind of what it's like to be my friend. It is. It's just I talk a lot. Okay. So we're friends. This is just a cool conversation. And I want this stuff to be able to help you, something to help you elevate to that next level. So you've just got to avoid allowing haters in your life to derail your plans, because that's what they want. They want you to be miserable and mediocre. Live your life without the need for the approval of others. No fucking pat on the back, bitch. We don't need that. We pat ourselves, okay? We pat ourselves. We do not need anybody to celebrate us. We do not need to be noticed. We just do our fucking thing. And then I promise there's going to be a point where people know your name. They will know who the fuck you are. If you're spending your time on activities that truly matter to you, the fucking comments, the haters, the criticism that you receive is going to have way less impact on you. But again, you're going to be, I just want you to know, if you're fucking killing it out there, you're definitely going to have critics barking in your ear. So I love you, bitches. Manic Monday. If you want the me product, send me a message, brandonlinette.com, or try to hit me up on Facebook. You can message me. I'm getting messages on Instagram, so that's good too. If you want to message me on Instagram, I'm all over the place. But reach out and I can give you the link for the me product if you cannot get mushrooms. It is definitely an incredible tool, just even with your brain health, of just the clarity, the vision, all the things. Maybe you're not someone that's overly anxious or depressed or all the things, but you don't have focus. You don't have that spark of creativity. You can't find that oomph for the momentum that you need to create the life that you love. Bitch, do the me products or mushrooms, either one. And let me know what you guys think about your research on Kava Kava. And I fucking love you. Let's crush this week. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to go snuggle on the couch now. It's so fucking dreamy in there. Christmas lights, all the things. Finish putting up the tree in my office. All the things. All the things. How many shots have you guys had to take in this episode? Let me know. I love you, bitch. I'll see you tomorrow.